Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Sometimes the safest place is the most dangerous. You're tuned in to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
If we're to take a closer or a deeper dive into the mind of this Matthew Farwell character who started grooming somebody, you know, literally at the age of 12. Everybody's saying 15 because that's when they started having sex. That 12 to 14, I mean, there's even text messages between the two of them saying, I wish we would have done this sooner. And he's like, oh, I wish I would have known that. What the hell's wrong? I mean, what the hell happened to Farwell that this is what's going on? Was he, I'm not trying to put any sort of like ease on him or like, oh, feel bad, but like, was he likely abused too? Or does this just seem to happen sometimes where people are just, that's their, they're mentally stuck at the age of 12 where,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I remember being like 12, 13 when you're a kid, you're like, ooh, there's a pretty girl or there's a handsome boy, whatever. But you grow up and you start looking at kids and they're fucking kids and you don't think that anymore. Are some people just like stunted for some reason at certain ages and they never go beyond whatever the fuck was going on in their mind at that age?
Yeah, it's layers of complexity with that. You know, with pedophiles, that's being sexually attracted to prepubescent children.
Yeah.
And when you get into puberty, it's called hebephilia. So this guy was a predator, certainly a hebephiliac. He liked young girls. And what makes somebody like this? You know, I don't know that we're ever going to have a good answer for that. Is it tied in with abuse in their history? Sometimes, but certainly not always.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes these aberrant patterns of behavior, you know, they just came out wrong. And there's this real sense of power they get. And why does somebody feel like they need to overpower somebody who's so much younger than them? I mean, it's very dark. It's very twisted. I don't think we're ever going to have a really clean, clear explanation for why people go down that path. But just in size alone, this guy was 6'4" and the young woman was 4'10", I believe. It's like, you know, there's just this power dynamic this guy really seemed to thrive on that.
Well,
and it's horrible.
And we've heard some of the transcripts of the texts as well. And I'm just going to paraphrase because they are very disturbing. And he's asking her when she's an adult while they're continuing this relationship. How old are you going to pretend you are tonight? Asking her to pretend she's like 14. Then he wants her to pretend she's 13. And then she wants her to pretend that he's her brother and that he's raping her. It's a rape fantasy as well. It just gets like, it's already depraved as hell. And then it goes to that.
Yeah.
Like, what? Why? I just,
Yeah, you're right. And no normal, rational adult can even wrap their heads around how can this be appealing to someone. It is so twisted. And my guess is when you find this kind of paraphilia, the abnormal sexual desire, you don't usually just find one, you find a dozen or more, you know, strange, weird, kinky stuff that this guy was into. But it's just, it's sickening, nauseating, it's a tragedy. And that poor young woman, you know, she was vulnerable. She wanted to be a police officer, and people that she cared about and trusted ended up doing this to her. It's just unbelievable.
I mean, the takeaway in something like this, I don't know what it is exactly. Then we know there's a lot of people out there like this that hide behind power. Is it just something where, you know, it's not like this is new. I mean, these sort of things have happened before. I think they've been overlooked in a lot of ways. We're in a world now where we do call this stuff out, thank God. Yeah. But we've had programs like this where there's like one-on-one with kids, with adults, for a long time. There's plenty of good-hearted adults that are just trying to help kids, you know, grow and learn. But do we need to just not do that shit anymore and stop putting kids in those sort of situations? Maybe where it's always supervised, it always has to be more than one person in the situation. It's not just, hey, let's go out, you know, just you and me, let's go in the patrol car, let's go out for lunch, whatever the hell they do. I don't know. But should there just be a flat-out rule today? Just because we have to, because there are going, you're not going to be able to see some of these people before they strike, where it's like, look, nobody's one-on-one with any kid, period. I don't care if it's police. I don't care if it's Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, whatever you name it. If there's a situation where it's a parental figure working with a child, teachers, just none of it. Like, there's never to be a one-on-one moment anymore. Is that where we should just be in society, period, with children as a preventative?
Yeah, I support that. You know, I mean, I think it's sad and tragic that we have to live this way. But I've also had the feeling, you know, in law enforcement kinds of cultures, the more women we can integrate into these places, the better, you know, and not that women are always perfect or morally, you know, above men. But I think when it comes to sex offenders, having more women integrated, you're going to have another set of eyes from somebody who's hopefully not a pedophile or a hebophile there. And I think, yes, the less individuals with kids is probably a much safer, better way to go. I know when I see kids in my therapy practice, it was always my way of doing it when they were young, with young kids, let's say under 15, 14, I would leave the door to my office cracked open. You know, now we'd speak quietly because kids deserve privacy and all of that. But I worked a lot with molested kids, and it's just the sense of safety. And there are other people right there in the waiting room, and the door is cracked open, so you don't ever feel like you're trapped in here alone with an adult, you know. And I'm a female therapist, so I think I'm pretty low risk in that way. But it's just always this sense of kids need to feel safe and, you know, alone, certainly in a police car or another environment with a cop, male cop, female child, and it doesn't matter, it could have been a male child too, but it just seems like a setup for trouble when you get a predator in the mix there.
Well, I mean, I feel like it protects both parties, honestly. It protects both parties from someone who could make a false claim and ruin someone's life, because that does happen. And it protects a child from someone who appears to be safe and is not. It's a shame that we're in a world where this is where we're at. But again, I don't know that it's something that's where we're at. It's just, I think we've always been here. We just haven't always been paying enough attention. And people have been getting away with it for far longer than we're
aware. Too long. And, it, you know, this it just brought a memory to mind. I have a much older half brother. He's now dead, but he was molested by a pastor as a little boy. And at the time, he this was long before my birth. He's about 20 years older than me. But at the time, he did let my mother know. And guess how they handled it? He just didn't go back to church. He didn't have to go back to church, but there was no report made. Nothing happened. And then the family never talked about it. I only found out about it, you know, not that many years ago, that he had confided in his wife about this happening. Parents knew, parents did nothing. And so, yeah, this behavior has been with us always, but we can do better.
Yeah, without a doubt.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.